This is May the 6th. This is All Things Apostolic, and thank you for stopping by to be with us today. We're going to have a great time today. I want to remind you that All Things Apostolic is actually broadcast Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And we have, I don't know, anywhere has a better group of consummate Holy Ghost professionals to speak on this podcast. Then Tuesday is Jennifer Barrett, who is a tremendous scholar and a tremendous person. So then on Wednesday is Casey Sees, which is equally a tremendous scholar and also a man of affairs who knows what's going on. And then Pastor Jeremy Wilbanks on Thursday. And Pastor Wilbanks is also a tremendous scholar. And being a pastor, he is very aware of all kinds of things. There's nothing like pastoring to urgently push you constantly to know what's going on, how it's going to affect people, to be able to anticipate what should be done or said or what actions taken to protect people from things that could be debilitating or dangerous or negative. So all of these things, and then if they can't be protected and they have to go through it, then how do we get through it? And how do we get through it successfully and not just survive, but get through it with strength? So all of that. You get all that in the package, plus a whole lot more on Thursday with Pastor Jeremy Wilbanks. And so this is very exciting. All of these are graduates of Wilson University sometime in their past. Some of them have been years ago. And all of them have gone on from there and are doing great things for God. So welcome again. I'm glad that you're here. It's an exciting day. I love being on Monday because it's after Sunday, as though you didn't know that. But being after Sunday, I love Sundays. When you get the Holy Ghost, you become a church junkie. And being in church is just one of the greatest things there is, worshiping God and feeling the Holy Ghost upon you. And then being equipped and strengthened, renewed and rejuvenated to go out, back out into the world and show the love of God to the world. So how was your weekend? How was your Sunday? How was your services? Did you go to church? And if you didn't, why did you not go to church? And if you did, what kind of church did you have? Was it good? Did you get something out of it? So we had great church on Sunday morning. Pastor is gone. Pastor is this week in Dubai, Saudi Arabia. He and his family are there. This is a very interesting story. They are teaching a Bible study there. And our youth pastor, Boston Young, has been teaching this Bible study online. Well, let me go back a little further than that. Boston and Haley, his wife, had a friend in England. And this friend is one of the top podcasters and does internet marketing and so forth. Is a well-known figure in that field and lives in Dubai as well as in Europe, and got hungry for God. He came to Sacramento here and he stayed for a week or two. He's a great guy. And he got baptized in Jesus' name while he was here. And then he and Boston started this Bible study online, I think Zoom. And it was like for 2 or 3 hours a week that they met and probed and went through the Bible and through biblical truths and doctrines and all kinds of things. And so finally, they are now in Saudi Arabia. They are exploring. There's other people there that are interested in the gospel, good news message that we preach. And they are going to have, I think, several Bible studies there, people that's hungry to know more. And our original contact there, he wants the Holy Ghost. And so they're going to talk about that. They will look probably for places that maybe a church service could be held. And so it's very interesting. The development is very interesting. It's certainly supernatural to see what God is doing there. And that's where they're at right now. This young man in Dubai is coming back with them to Sacramento. And if he hasn't had the Holy Ghost, if he doesn't receive the Holy Ghost before then, he said, when I come to Sacramento in the next 3 or 4 weeks, I think he's supposed to be here. He said, then when I get to Sacramento, I'm going to get that Holy Ghost. I'm going to receive that Holy Ghost. So, and I believe that he will. Tremendous gentleman. So we'll see where that goes. This is interesting. This is very, very interesting. And so pray for them while they are in Dubai. Pray that God will give them the right words. God will open the right doors and shut the doors that doesn't need to be explored, and guide them into reaching these people that are hungry in this Middle Eastern nation. In the meantime, while they are gone, somebody has to preach at home. And so Sunday morning, Brother Brian Williams preached. He did a fabulous job yesterday. Somebody got the Holy Ghost when he got through preaching. The Spirit of God moved. It was just a great time. And then last night, I preached. We had a great crowd of people there, many visitors, and just a lot of people in church. It was not only well attended, it was just powerful. It was also our Jubilee Sunday. The first Sunday of every month is our Jubilee Sunday. And it's the Sunday that we probably told you about, but about 16 months ago, in a supernatural way, the church made some commitments. Our mortgage that remained from when we built this building, our remaining mortgage was $5.3 million. And 16 months ago, people made commitments that they wanted to pay this off in 24 months and or thereabout. And so there was no plan to do this. It was totally out of the blue, so to speak. It was spontaneous, but the Holy Ghost was in it. It was not platform initiated. It was not initiated from the platform or from the pastoral leadership of the church. It was initiated by one of the church members who just stood up and spoke out and said, I think we ought to do this, and pledged $5,000 on the spot, and then put a couple of the rest of us on the spot, and we pledged $5,000. And that was the start. So 16 months later, our $5.3 million indebtedness on the mortgage is now $2.6 million as of last night, before the offering last night. It was 5.3 and it's now 2.6. So in those 16 months, over half of that debt has been erased already. And then last month's offering, April, was $222,465. And so it was a great month. And this is people giving. This is not their tithes and offerings. This is to pay this off, and then it's to reach the world. So we're excited about that, and we're thankful for that. And all of that money is in the bank, some and paid off where it's supposed to be paid. And we anticipate that we are going to meet our goal. So it's an exciting time, a lot of exciting things. After all of that, it seemed like I preached forever last night. Hope it didn't seem that way to the people who were listening. And then a brand new lady received the Holy Ghost that's never had the Holy Ghost before, never even been to the church before. Maybe that was yesterday morning. Last night there was a man. No, yesterday morning there was a man that received the Holy Ghost that had never been to the church before. And then last night there was a lady that received the Holy Ghost. They weren't together. They were separate. That received the Holy Ghost, young lady that had never been there before and never had the Holy Ghost before. So, you know, you just thank God for all of these things that are happening. There's a whole lot more that we want to happen, but we thank God for what is happening. And it's exciting. It's not only here. There's other places. It's like Laodicea and Philadelphia running side by side here. There are apostolic churches that are just pathetically dying from lack of spiritual leadership to take them to where the glory of God is. But there are others who are sprouting and growing with, rapidly at warp speed, some of them. And God's filling people with the Holy Ghost. And this isn't just overseas. This is overseas, but it's not only overseas. It's here in America. There are apostolic churches that are mightily growing across the country. And if I started naming them, I couldn't name them all, but I could name some of them for you. And it's just an exciting thing to see. One of them is in Burlington, North Carolina. And it is the apostolic church that's pastored by Pastor Kenneth Godare. And this church just celebrated this weekend its 40th anniversary. Its 40th anniversary. I was privileged to preach, I think, the second, or maybe it was the first anniversary of this church many, many years ago. And here they are. 40 years later, it has grown until it is a church of many hundreds of people. It is a powerful work that continues to grow. And they had their 40th anniversary services. And I wish I'd have been sitting right there in front of the pulpit, enjoying every moment of it. But of course, we recognized it and sent flowers and all of those things. But that's not the same as being there. But we did get a chance to listen to the message preached on Friday night by Pastor Ron Tiller, and what a great job that he did. And then we got a chance to listen a little bit, or more than a little bit, but a part of the message the next night by Pastor Nathan Dudley from Junction City, Kansas. And the Holy Ghost in the place, you could feel it while you were listening to it on Holy Ghost Radio, that broadcast around the world. It was a tremendous time, and you could tell there was just many people there rejoicing and thanking God for what He has already done there. Not only what He's already done, but they are set on the precipice of, and I know this is true, they're set on the precipice of going to a level of revival they've never been to before. So we're excited to know that. And then they had services Sunday. I think Brother Steve Buxton spoke on Sunday morning, and Pastor Ted Erskine spoke on Sunday night. So God bless Kenny Godare and his good wife and the church in Burlington on his 40th anniversary as the church continues to go forward. There's a lot of good things that could be said there, but suffice it to say today, congratulations. And we're looking forward to hearing many more good reports about what's happening there. So anyway, we're glad that you're here. We're glad that you're with us today on All Things Apostolic. You don't want to miss the rest of this week. Let me take a moment in the next 2 weeks. I don't know exactly what day it is. It is the 70th birthday of a man who I have been his pastor for, how long have I been his pastor? For about 54 years. And B.J. Wilmoth will turn 70 years old. What a tremendous man. I'm right now, as soon as I finish this and sign off, I'm getting ready to make a video to send to him. So don't tell him to listen to All Things Apostolic today, okay? All right. God bless you. We're glad that you're with us. And right here tomorrow, All Things Apostolic, we'll see you here for another great session.